RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome on into our Week 17 point after the Black and Gold getting a 34-26 victory in Tennessee. Didn't look pretty to start with, but the Saints end up finding a way to finish with their fourth straight victory, now 6-10 on the season. Boy, oh boy, Cajun Cannon, this was an entertaining one from start to finish for the Black and Gold, and definitely feels a lot better, obviously, when you're ending with the victory.
Yeah, if you'd have told me that, you know, we'd have to score 30-some points. I don't think we're going to win the game. I didn't think, you know, shootout type thing. Now, kind of low 20, 24-20 or something like that, because I'm just looking at what's been occurring this season. So to score 34 points, no. Talishuk's the difference. You can't say like, well, this and that. No.
You kept saying, too, after Chase Young had that touchdown, you're like, oh, you got to win a game like this.
When you get a scoop and score or a pick six, or even say like a kickoff return for a touchdown or a punt return, no, you got to win those games. If you're a good team, you have to win those games. So we found a way to win, which is unbelievable because I was surprised, and it was more than a field goal game. We won by 8 points. So, because I thought it would come down to, Charlie Smith, will he make the kick or not? Because their kicker was hot. I mean, it looked like Steve that he wasn't going to miss the way he was kicking. Sly, right. So I thought it might come down to that. You got to give the Saints a lot of credit. I don't know if you're tailgating and you go to Atlanta, keep tailgating to about the middle of the second quarter and then just go in the stadium. Because we never get off to a fast start. And then in the first quarter, we're losing 6-0.
We're a second half team.
And it's been second half, and it's been like that. I don't know if I've ever witnessed that. Okay, we've now been outscored 115-29 in the first quarter.
115-29.
Yes, in the first quarter. So that's basically when you look like a 4-1. No, so you think things might change, and I'm telling you, they're trying to change things. Oh, they're an airline highway, and to get off to fast starts. But I don't know. It's something they might have to work on in the off season, but. You know, the bottom line is that you're winning in the fourth quarter at the end of the game. But it just helps your chances when you get off to a fast start and you're setting the tone. To look what occurred and was outstanding on the Saints' regard, I thought we were a little shaky in the first half with the defense, especially on our young secondary, on the back end. But this is something that as the game has progressed, we've been an unbelievable, second half team. Do you know who's the number one team in the NFL second half scoring defense in the whole NFL? Number one, and I'm not sugarcoating. How many points we gave up in the second half? I think six. I want to say in the second half on the top of my head.
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know how many points we've been giving up in the second half, average NFL? Seven. That's number one. Not the Houston Texans.
Second half team, Bobby.
Not Denver. Not the Chargers. Like Denver, they're giving up 9.5. Houston's right at 9. No, we're giving up 7. Today we gave up only 6. So
don't mess with us in the third and fourth quarter.
No, that's a big enough sample size to show you how dominant we've been. And then I'm going to, give their props. I said in the pregame, I'm going to say it in the postgame, they're getting better and better. That being Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson to compliment Tyler Shuck. Maybe the quarterback might have something to do with that. Or, working together in a tandem. You got to have that connection between receiver, quarterback, receiver, and all that. And I think we have a three-headed monster, I think, truly, with Chris Olave, Juwan Johnson, and Tyler Shuck. Now, looking at the game, I would have thought maybe we had more first downs, but because we had more total yards. We had 423 total yards to their 336, almost 100 more. But they had 18 first downs to our 16. You know why? Because we had, look at this, pushing the ball down the field. If Tyler Shuck plays against Atlanta, he's the NFL Rookie of the Year. I don't care what the Saints' record is. How can you not give it to him, considering he's the most accurate passer of all the rookies in the National Football League right now? And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. Tyler Shuck came into the game 66.5%. Jackson Dart, 62. Cam Ward at 60. Well, Cam Ward was 52.5 today. You know what Tyler Shuck was? 81.5% accuracy. Look at the last three consecutive wins before this game. He was 68.3, and he had a quarterback rating of 91.4. Well, today his quarterback rating was 143. You know what Cam Ward was? 89. So I don't know. I'm just going by what they accomplished on the field.
And looking to Cajun Cannon with Shuck battling for that Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year Award. Tet McMillan definitely in the running for the Carolina Panthers. He only had one grab for 5 yards today in their loss to Seattle.
Okay, say it again, Steve. One grab for five yards.
And a loss to Seattle.
And a loss. And does anybody want to win the NFC South? Is Carolina or Tampa Bay? Boy, if Tampa Bay don't make it, boy, see, if Carolina don't make it, they're kind of up and coming. But Tampa Bay, it might be one of the biggest slides and going from the penthouse to the outhouse in NFL history. Because at one point, they're running away with the NFC South, 3 or 4 game lead. And
what's wild is if they lose in their finale, they'll be 7-10 on the season, and the Saints could finish 7-10.
We're getting hot at the right time, and Tampa Bay is not. They're
falling off the cliff, right?
They are falling apart.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Now, looking at third down again, we were 5-11. Boy, I wish we, that's 45%. I like that's, you wouldn't be 45 or above, hovering around 50%. But again, our defense was outstanding. You have to look at the big picture. Sometimes they look like, man, we can't stop them on third down. Then they will stop them. They were only 5-15, 33%. That's outstanding. Again, you know why? On the season, guess what we give up? 34.8%, and today we gave up 33%. You know what 34.8% is on the season? Fourth best in the NFL. Fourth best in the NFL. So you know who we're hanging with, best third down defense? Guess who's won? Denver Broncos, 2 Seattle Seahawks, 3 Houston Texans. So we were the best of the best on defense. So that has to continue. If we continue to do that, third down defense and scoring defense in the second half, damn, if we just start off fast, we might blow out people. We might be that dominant if that were to continue. Look, as far as efficiency, no, we want Smith to kick long field goals. We don't want, you know, like, damn, no, we're inside the 20. We got to get a touchdown. We don't even be selling no damn field goals. Well, guess what? In the red zone, we were 2-for-2, 100%. Goal to goal, 1-for-1, 100%. That speaks volumes right there. And finally, we flipped the script because it's been always the other way around. Our average per carry was 4.5, and the great Tennessee Titans with Pollard, and you got Tajay Spears, 3.9. So that's always been, you know, I'd see how many times I say, what's bugging me? Oh, we got to run the ball for a better average, and we got to stop our opponent, hold them like 3 point something. We're able to do that. And thank God that we've been blessed with considering the running back injuries. I don't know, that estimate looks like a beast mode at times. How hard he runs, 14 carries, 94 yards. Almost a 7-yard average, 6.7. He had a touchdown, had a long gain of 32.
And down in crunch time.
Yes, crunch time when it counts. Okay, does nothing against Devin Neal and Kendrick Miller. But I don't know, they don't look that much. It's all about opportunity. You take advantage of it. They don't look better than that cat. I mean, you know, you compete.
You love to say, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, you just compete and you take advantage of opportunity. So good for Estime as we finally flipped the script in the whole offensive unit because we've piecemealed the offensive line right now when you think about it. Now, we couldn't really block Jeffrey Simmons, but nobody can block him. Again, remember we had their Tyler. Remember the pregame, the horse for them, the play-by-play.
The voice of the Titans, right.
The voice of the Titans. He said, watch for great. Well, he had 12 tackles, 9 unassisted.
Definitely a dude that's
tackle
everywhere.
Fell out. Then Jeffrey Simmons, he had 7 total, a sack, quarterback hurry. So, not surprised what the Titans were doing. We thought their players that were studs were going to play like studs, and they did. But we finally flipped it as far as, because we definitely weren't winning. I know, talking with Deuce about this, that in the first half, we were getting our ass whipped on the line of scrimmage. But we, you know, kept fighting, and we ended up getting better and winning in the trenches. Not all the time.
Even Pollard had a decent day, but he didn't hurt us in the end zone, at least.
No, when you look at Pollard, yeah, he's been averaging like 6.7, what Estime did, where we held him to 4.7.
Right, it's like, woo-hoo.
Yeah, but he didn't get 100 yards. He was, like, he had a game this year, almost 170 yards rushing. I want to say it was the Browns and the Browns defense. So, yeah, it wasn't like, because overall, like I said, 3.9 average a team. Tajay Spears only had 2 yards on 6 attempts.
That's like me running the ball.
Yeah, so, like, you just not really, do you count that as even falling forward? I don't know. That was not the case there. Now, Tyler Shuck got sacked 2 times. Cam Ward was sacked 4 times. And now in the last 2 games, we have 12 sacks. 12 sacks. So you look as a team and where we're at as far as sacking the quarterback. You know, I talked to Deuce. I talked to all about that. If you're really sacking the quarterback and influencing the quarterback, you got to be – I don't think we'll get there, but we coming on strong. Down the stretch they come. I don't know if we'll get to high 40s. You know, you say it's going to be 47, 48, then you definitely amongst the best if you always like low 50s. Well, coming into the game, we had, 36. So what are we at, 40 or 41 right now? So when we come close, we have we're going to go on against Kirk Cousins. Come on, he's going to be a statue back there in the Falcons. We sacked him before, sack him. Now he's going to get rid of the ball quick. Sack him 3 or 4 times, and then we would have come up strong with the sack total. But again, Cam Ward was sacked more than 2-1, and Shug four sacks, and Shug sacked twice. You know, you can look at net yards and all that. You can see how accurate. But 333 yards passing. And then you look at Cam Ward, 251. But if you look at yards per attempt, that means not he ain't dinking and dunking. Tyler Shuck, yards per attempt, 12.3. Cam Ward, 6.3. So basically doubled it. So, I mean, I don't know. Y'all tell me who's the better quarterback right now, not where they were drafting. Who's the better quarterback? The number one overall pick, Cam Ward? Or you say, or Tyler Shuck, who's the 40th pick? All I know is they went head-to-head.
Back-to-back 300-yard games now for Shuck.
Back-to-back 300-yard games. We have the quarterback. We just got to get the team better.
Let's do it.
We have the right quarterback. We just got to get the team better. And the Saints, I'm not saying we're going to be the second coming of the Patriots in 2026 and Drake May.
But we could be.
We could be. You never know. But look where the Patriots were in 2024.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett started, I want to say, game six. Now, we put in Shuck game nine, but they put in Drake May game six. Oh, it looks like then Vrabel comes on board, and look, they chance for number one seed, all that stuff. So, okay, slow our roll, but I'm just telling you. I think, like, the Patriots got the right quarterback in Drake May. The Saints got the right quarterback in Tyler Shuck. Now we just got to get the best players around them. I truly believe that's the case. Now, turnover margin. Listen, you always want to be on that plus side. But now we end up being zero with the turnover margin. But I think what Chase Young did, that counts like for two takeaways. When you're going to get a sack, force a fumble, and just snatch it away from him, take off and run, and you score.
Although our fumble was going to be a touchdown.
Yes, yes. Then our fumble was going to be a touchdown. And that was a little bad luck. But we still overcame that.
Yep.
In the past, see, if you don't overcome that, and I'm glad you brought that up, because Dante Pettis, I was ready to give Dante Pettis an honorable mention game ball.
Right.
But no, you can't fumble, because Dante Pettis.
But impressive yardage.
Had 172 total yards. You
Dante
know what I have?
Pettis.
Dante Pettis, right. From University of Washington. That dude's a veteran that's been hanging out on the practice squad. I mean, he's like a 7-year veteran. He's a Washington Husky, 6'1", 195. So he's like in his 7th year. But hey, you want that NFL lifestyle, you keep making plays like that, you have a job, and you might have to be in different situations or different teams. But look, he had 97 yards kick return, 22 punt. He had a long punt return of 17 yards. I take that. That's like almost two first downs. And then he caught 53 yards receiving. So good for Dante Pettis. And, you know, you could, like, Kellen Moore's going to have a problem having to give away a lot of game balls this game. You know, you could say, well, Bobby, and I told Steve this, you know, diamond in the rough, however you describe it. I said, no, we don't expect Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson to be a diamond in the rough. They just need to be a damn diamond. You know, like this is my engagement ring. This is what, not coming out of nowhere. No, a diamond in the rough is like Esteve. And all of a sudden, averaging 6.7 yards a carry and right at the cusp of getting 100 yards. And so, see, that's what I said. No, we got to give him the game. And then Chase Young. Now, he's a diamond, but you very seldom. You could be the most. I'm going to tell how many times Myles Garrett has scored. You think, like, that'd be interesting. Like, all the great, like, Lawrence Taylor, Reggie White, Myles Garrett. How many times have that a sack, fumble, and you score for a touchdown? Because that's how significant that play is. So I said, Steve, you got to give, because that's unusual. You have to give a Chase Young a diamond in the rough.
Myles Garrett has one career touchdown, Cajun Cannon.
Okay, and we just saw Chase Young, and look how impressive that was. Again, you remember when I tell you when you rush in the quarterback, you can't cream the quarterback no more. Go for the arm. Go
right.
The arm. Go for the ball. The quarterback's not strong enough to hold on to it. Be under control, so he's not going to juke you. And go for whatever, you know, if you have two hands around or one, go for the ball.
There was some magic going on there.
Yeah, and just take it away. That's what's so critical if you're able to do that. Now, this is not good to start a game in the first half. I know we were worried about their punt return game, and we should be because they were number one in the NFL. Wasn't it DK? that cat.
Yeah.
He was averaging like 17 and a half yards of punt return, number one. So I know they told Kroger, dealing with the wind, don't punt it to him. Well, then, shank.
You mentioned 17-yard returns are great, but not 17-yard punts.
No, 17-yard punt. And then, therefore, what are you, punting in high school? His net average is 29.7. Not good. So I don't know. Come on, you got a competition. That might be wide open.
Put that one on the list.
Yeah, that punting job might be wide open for next year, but neither quarterback threw an interception. Like I said, turnover margin was zero, minus three for the season. Again, when you win, you don't look at it. But we don't need Charlie Smith missing no damn field goals under 50 yards. So he's now missed two kicks, what, 43 and 47?
Right.
And then he makes the 50 yards, and then, I don't know, then extra point. You can't be doinking an extra point.
That was one of those that doink,
doink
goes
and
in.
It goes in. No, so... Again, he has to work on that because it's going to be game-winning kicks, and you're going to be kicking in inclement weather, outdoors, indoors, whatever. Now, Atlanta next week, we didn't have to be perfect to finish strong, so we have confidence going into the offseason that he's going to be the punter for next year. But, you know, looking at DK, Steve, he only had one punt return, 7 yards. So if Kroger could take out that shank, then our coverage is everything. We did a pretty damn good job. He did have one kick return for 33, and Pettis had that one for 32. But just an outstanding win. The Saints on a roll, four in a row. We can win five in a row. And now, as we go to the break, look, this is ridiculous. When the Saints don't win, the board, like, we have, okay, on the board at what time we can have 12-plus callers.
Correct.
And they have, you could times that times three or four, and you can't put them all on the board. The Saints win? You have people who really like the Saints, and they want to look at the glass half full. But
They're celebrating right now.
No, they can't bitch. And people want to just, like, complain. Oh, like I said, they almost don't want the Saints to win sometimes. Then they'll light up. Get rid of everybody. Everybody has to go. So I challenge the Hudak Nation, why don't you call and say something good about the team or maybe what we need to work on. Well, we have people who will call. But it's amazing, like a win versus a loss, and how many interaction you get like on a post-game show. And this is in the history of football. This is not just here. This is in other communities, too. I'm sure it's like that in Philly, Steve, or New York. Hello.
Oh, no doubt.
Hello. But again, I'm more impressed with this win than beating the sorry-ass Jets. You see with how much the Patriots beat the Jets today. What was that, 40-something to 3 or something? I know it was bad. See, you can see a team like the Patriots. So, listen, you got to beat the team.
42-10 was the final.
42-10. You're supposed to beat the team supposed to be. We're supposed to beat the Titans and teams like the Jets. Now, I think Atlanta, where we're at right now, we need to finish strong and have that winning streak. And as we go on to break, I'm telling you, I said this around the draft and where we're at. You know, the over and under, Vegas. And I said, well, I think it might be the same song and dance. You're going to win five games, maybe six. I think tops would be seven. And then I watched training camp and the offensive line. Not the offensive line we have now because, you know, we plug and play. I thought, I think it might be four or five wins and at the most six. But it just goes to show you with Kellen Moore and how the team has bought into him and how hard they're playing for him. And how they're handling adversity at the beginning of the game, which is unbelievable. We always chasing points, but lately we've found a way to win.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.